Welcome to a NA Literature podcast, brought to you by the Bronx Area Service Committee.
Yeah.
Today,
all right.
We are going deep, deep, deep into the world of Narcotics Anonymous.
Oh, yeah.
But hold on, before you click away, thinking this is going to be a dry recitation of the basic text, we are going beyond the what of the program.
Yeah.
We are going to unearth the why.
Think of it like this. We're not just reading the instruction manual.
Okay.
We're taking the engine apart to see how it really works.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And even if you've been around NA for a while, trust me, we are going to uncover some hidden gems.
Yes.
Stuff that makes you go, never thought about it that way.
It's all about getting a deeper understanding of the philosophy behind NA.
Yeah.
The brilliance of the program is that it works on multiple levels, and we're going to explore those layers.
Okay, let's jump right in.
All right.
The basic text starts by asking, who is an addict?
Right.
And it paints a picture that anyone who struggled with addiction will instantly recognize. Your whole life revolves around using.
Yeah.
Using it, figuring out how to get more.
Yeah, it really nails that feeling of being consumed by the addiction.
Yeah.
The line that always gets me is, we live to use and use to live.
Wow.
It's so stark.
Yeah.
But it perfectly captures how drugs take over.
It's like your whole identity becomes wrapped up in using. And the text goes on to say that addiction is a continuing and progressive illness.
Right.
I think that's a really important point because it frames addiction as a disease, not a moral failing.
Right. And that shift in perspective is huge.
Yeah.
It helps break down the stigma surrounding addiction and allows people to see it for what it is, a medical condition that requires treatment just like any other chronic illness.
Think about it. You wouldn't tell someone with diabetes to just snap out of it.
Nope.
Addiction is no different. It needs to be managed. And NA provides a framework for doing just that.
And the text is very clear about the potential consequences of not addressing the problem.
Oh, yeah.
It straight up says jails, institutions, and death. It's not trying to scare people, but it's definitely a reality check.
It's like, hey, this is serious stuff, folks. Let's not sugarcoat it. But the good news is NA offers a way out.
Yes.
So let's talk about what the program actually is.
Okay.
At its core, NA is a fellowship of people who are committed to helping each other stay clean.
And one of the things that makes NA so accessible is that there's only one requirement for membership.
Okay.
A desire to stop using.
Right.
No matter your background, your beliefs, or how you got here, if you want to get clean, you are welcome.
That is one of the beautiful things about NA. It is completely open and accepting.
It is.
And I think it's important to address some of the misconceptions out there.
Yeah.
People sometimes say, oh, NA is like a cult.
Oh, right.
Or they have all these secret agendas.
Let's debunk those myths right now.
Okay.
NA doesn't judge you for your past or try to force any beliefs on you.
Uh-huh.
The focus is solely on helping you recover from addiction.
There's this amazing principle in NA that I absolutely love. The newcomer is the most important person at any meeting, because we can only keep what we have by giving it away.
That right there is the heart of the program.
It is.
You stay clean by helping others stay clean.
Right.
It might sound counterintuitive, but it's incredibly powerful.
It's like when you're focused on supporting someone else. You take the focus off of yourself and your own struggles.
Yeah.
And I've seen it firsthand. There's this magic that happens when a newcomer walks into a meeting.
Right.
And is met with open arms and genuine support.
Yeah.
It's like this unspoken message.
I see.
You're safe here.
Yeah.
We get it.
Exactly.
And we are here to help.
It's that sense of community and belonging that makes NA so effective.
It is.
People finally feel understood.
Right.
And that in itself can be a huge turning point in their recovery.
Now let's dive into the why.
Okay.
Why are people drawn to NA in the first place? What void is it filling?
I see.
The literature talks about this feeling of being unable to manage life or find joy without drugs.
It paints a very raw and honest picture of the addict's experience.
Yeah.
It talks about the broken promises, the hurt inflicted on loved ones, the sense of being trapped in a cycle of using and regret.
And I think that honesty is what makes the literature so relatable and compelling.
I agree.
It's not sugarcoating anything.
No.
It's saying, here is what it is really like.
Yeah.
And we understand because we've been there too.
That validation is crucial, especially for someone who's been struggling with addiction for a long time and feels like nobody understands.
Yeah.
They finally find a place where they can be themselves, flaws and all.
And that leads us to how NA views addiction, the disease model.
Right.
The literature is very clear on this. The addiction is a disease, just like heart disease or diabetes.
Yeah.
It's not a moral weakness or a lack of willpower.
And the beauty of the disease model is that it removes the shame and guilt that so often accompany addiction.
Right.
It helps people understand that they're not bad people.
Yes.
They have a treatable condition.
It's like, imagine if we blamed people for having cancer or told them to just get over it. It sounds ridiculous, right?
It does.
But that's how we often treat addiction. The disease model helps us shift that perspective and approach addiction with compassion and understanding.
I agree. It's a game changer because when you view addiction as a disease, you open the door to treatment and recovery, and NA provides a roadmap for that journey with its 12 steps.
Yeah, the steps, I think they can be a little intimidating at first glance, especially if you're new to the program. But the thing is, you don't have to tackle them all at once.
Exactly. It's a process, not a race. And what's really interesting is that the steps aren't just about getting clean. They're about personal growth and transformation.
It's like they give you a framework for living a more fulfilling and meaningful life, regardless of whether you're struggling with addiction.
Mm.
I mean, who couldn't benefit from a little more honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness in their life?
Right. Those are principles that can help anyone navigate life's challenges with more grace and resilience. And one of the things that NA emphasizes is that recovery is a journey, not a destination. It's about progress, not perfection.
That's where the whole one day at a time thing comes in.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't have to get it all right today. You just have to focus on staying clean for the next 24 hours. And that's something anyone can do one step at a time.
The literature also talks about the importance of not being indifferent or intolerant towards spiritual principles.
Yeah.
Now, I know that can be a touchy subject for some people, especially if they're not religious.
Yeah, but spirituality in NA doesn't have to mean organized religion. It's more about connecting to something greater than yourself, whether that's nature, the universe, the community of like-minded people, or whatever resonates with you.
It's about finding that source of strength and hope that can help you through tough times. I remember when I first started going to meetings, I was really skeptical about the whole higher power thing.
I think a lot of people are, at first, it can feel kind of woo-woo if you're not used to that kind of language.
Totally. But over time, I started to see it differently. It wasn't about some bearded dude in the sky. It was about the power of the group, the collective energy of people coming together to support each other. That, to me, was a higher power.
And that's the beauty of it. It can be whatever you need it to be. The point is, when you open yourself up to the possibility of something greater than yourself, it can take a lot of the pressure off. You realize you don't have to do it all alone.
And that brings us to one of those powerful aspects of NA, the shared experience addicts, helping addicts. There's something so profound about that.
It creates a sense of belonging and understanding that you just can't find anywhere else. It's like you finally feel seen and heard by people who truly get it.
And there's no judgment. You can share your darkest secrets, your deepest fears, and you know you're not going to be shamed or ridiculed.
That safety and acceptance is so crucial, especially for people who've been carrying around a lot of shame and guilt about their addiction.
Now, there's one more point I want to hit on, and it's something the literature is very clear about. Thinking of alcohol as different from other drugs has caused a great many addicts to relapse. I think this is so important because in our society, there's this weird disconnect where alcohol is somehow seen as less dangerous than other drugs.
It's almost like it has its own category, like, oh, it's just alcohol. It's not real drugs. But for someone in recovery, alcohol is just as dangerous as heroin or crack. It can trigger a relapse just as easily.
And it's something we all need to be mindful of. Even if you don't personally struggle with addiction, it's important to recognize that alcohol is a drug and can have serious consequences to it. We need to stop minimizing its impact.
Absolutely. It's about creating a culture of awareness and understanding around addiction, and that includes challenging societal norms that downplay the risks of alcohol.
So we've talked about the disease model, the steps of spirituality, the power of shared experience, and the importance of not compartmentalizing alcohol. There's so much wisdom packed into the NA literature.
There is.
It's like, even if you've never touched a drug in your life, there's something in there for you.
Totally. I think the principles of NA can benefit anyone who's looking to live a more honest, fulfilling, and meaningful life.
Yeah.
It's about connecting with your authentic self,
finding
your purpose, and contributing to something larger than yourself.
And I think one of the most beautiful things about NA is that it offers a path to redemption.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that no matter what you've done or where you've been,
right,
it's never too late to turn your life around.
There's always hope. And NA is a testament to that.
Yes.
It's a living, breathing example of the transformative power of recovery.
And, you know, even if you're not struggling with addiction yourself, chances are, you know, someone who is.
Addiction affects us all in one way or another.
Yeah.
Whether it's a family member, a friend, a coworker, or a neighbor.
Right.
It's all around us.
And the more we understand about addiction, the better equipped we'll be to support those who are struggling and to create a more compassionate and understanding society.
Couldn't agree more. It's about breaking down the stigma, fostering empathy, and recognizing that addiction is a disease that can affect anyone, regardless of their background or circumstances.
And remember, you don't have to have all the answers. Sometimes the best thing you can do is just listen, offer support, and let someone know that they're not alone.
Just being there for someone can make all the difference in the world. It can give them the courage to reach out for help, to take that first step towards recovery.
Exactly. And if you're in the Bronx area and are looking for more information about NA or addiction resources, please visit the Bronx area website for more resources and information.